This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, I recently had my... I nearly had my regular eye test. Sorry about that. And I had to get a new pair of glasses, and I suppose I got really sucked in because the lady said to me, oh, look, you know, if it was before the end of the year, if you come in now and you use up your private health insurance allocation for glasses, you know, then otherwise you'll lose it. And I thought, okay, so I'll do it. Anyway, I added all these things to the lenses. It was the most expensive pair of glasses I've ever paid for. But I thought, you know what? It's okay, because I want to look after my eye health. And eye health is so important, and you might be surprised to hear that macular diseases cost the Australian economy millions of dollars every year. But the good news is there are things we can do to protect our eyes and keep them as healthy as we can. Well, Justine Smith is a professor of eye and vision health at Flinders University. She joins us on the line. Justine, welcome to Drive.
Oh, thanks so much, Warren. It's a pleasure to be here.
Justine, firstly, what is macular disease?
Well, I guess I have to step back and answer the question, what is the macula, first. So macular diseases are diseases that affect the macula. So what's the macula? Well, the macula is a little piece of tissue inside your eye at the back of your eye. It's part of the retina, but it's a very specialised piece of the retina, and it's responsible for your clear vision. It helps you recognize faces, drive a car, read a book. So it's a little bit of the retina. It's really special, and it actually only humans and some monkeys have a macula. Other animals don't have them. So macular diseases are diseases of this particular bit of tissue.
So Justine, just on that. So if we had some sort of macular disease happening, is it something that would be picked up in our normal eye test that we might have at the optometrist?
Well, actually, when your macula becomes diseased, because it's responsible for the vision you're using every day, some symptoms from it, it affects your vision. Certainly, however, it could be picked up at a test at the optometrist. But again, like I said, often you'd be aware that something wasn't quite right, and maybe that would take you to the optometrist or to the ophthalmologist.
Is it a slow disease to develop, Justine?
Okay, so there's actually all sorts of different macular diseases, and so it really depends on which one we're talking about. You know, the most common macular diseases are macular degeneration. So that's an ageing disease that occurs in the macula, and it's very, very common in Australia. It affects more than 1 in 10 people over the age of 50. And then another macular disease is what we call diabetic macular edema, and that's a disease that occurs in people who have diabetes, and maybe 1 in 15 people who have diabetes will develop this. And there are changes in the macula related to the disease, you know, the control of the sugar. So those are two of the most common macular diseases, but some drugs affect the macula as a drug side effect.
Right.
You can sometimes have a blocked blood vessel in the retina that causes macular disease. Inflammation inside the eye causes macular disease. There are inherited conditions that cause macular disease. And you know, really, as scientists and doctors, we're kind of interested in why would you have all these diseases in the macula? And there are some reasons why these particular diseases tend to pick out the macula. And unfortunately, that's the part of the vision, you know, that we need for, like I said, doing things like reading books, driving car.
So if there's so many causes of macular disease, what can we do then to try and prevent it from happening? I mean, it sounds like it's sort of being attacked from all different angles.
Yes, well, yes, so that's a good way of putting it. You know, there are ways that you can look after your macula and try and prevent some of these diseases happening. If you did develop a macular disease, however, there are some different treatments. Obviously, it depends a bit on the cause, but those two really common problems, macular degeneration and diabetic macular edema, there's a good treatment for those conditions that's injected into the eye. That sounds awful, but actually we inject drugs into the eye on a regular basis with special techniques that are very, very safe. And so there are some drugs that are used for those conditions. But you know, you were asking about how to look after your macula. Mm. Well, there's a good evidence now to suggest that what you eat is affect your macular health. So based on a lot of research that's been done over many years, there's, the Mediterranean diet is probably the best way to go. That's lots of green leafy vegetables and fruit and legumes, nuts. So that's something that prevents macular degeneration from developing.
Justine, Justine, I was just going to say, we have a regular dietitian that comes here on Joy Drive, and constantly she talks about the Mediterranean diet, and particularly, you know, the benefits on health, heart health, etc. So this is yet another benefit of the Mediterranean diet that we hadn't thought of.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Oh, and the other thing to remember with that diet is fish over red meat.
Ah, okay. So if you yeah, eat more red meat, does that increase your chances of particularly developing macular degeneration?
Well, it's part of the, yeah. So, I mean, if you think about the Mediterranean diet, that's very heavy in fish and you know, you minimise your red meat use. So I wouldn't say that necessarily having lots of red meat was going to mean you definitely got macular degeneration, but as sort of the Mediterranean diet in itself, it plays down red meat. You don't have much red meat when you're eating that way.
Right. Okay. What are the other don'ts that we should be, or do's that we should be doing?
Yes. So, sun exposure, it causes all sorts of problems here for us in Australia related to our skin, but that too much sun exposure can also be a problem for your macula. So, you know, wearing a sun hat, having sunglasses, even from childhood is quite important. The other thing is smoking. So smoking is associated with certain macular diseases, including macular degeneration, including an inflammation inside the eye. We call that uveitis, which causes macular edema. So not taking up smoking or quitting smoking is also really good for your macula. There have recently been studies that have linked poor sleep different macular diseases. Yes. So, and in fact, people who have certain macular and also have sleep apnea might have to have more treatment than people who don't have sleep apnea. So sleep is also an important factor. And even stress. And, you know, we live such a stressful life these days, so that's really tricky. But
it just creeps up on you, Justine, the stress.
Yes, well, yeah, absolutely. And bearing in mind, you know, that's 2023, it's a stressful time, but if you can find ways to keep stress at a lower level, then that is good for your macula. There's a particular disease that eye doctors call CSC. It's got quite a long name, so we'll call it CSC. But that's a disease that occurs in younger adults who are very stressed, and it's associated with the cortisol stress hormone. And so trying to keep your stress levels under control is one way to sort of prevent against having that problem. There was a really interesting study that was done in the US at the start of the pandemic, and they saw a lot more CSC occurring, and probably because that was such a stressful time.
We're chatting with Justine Smith, Professor of Eye and Vision Health at Flinders University, about how to look after our eyes and avoid macular diseases. Justine, you did mention sun exposure and wearing a hat. What about sunglasses and preventing the sun rays from actually going into our eyes? Are there certain, standards or labels we should be looking for in terms of sunglasses to make sure that they do protect our eyes?
Yeah, so there I would, you're right, and having a chat with your eye care professional is probably the best way to go, and right, they'll be able to point out the lenses, the best filters, that sort of thing to make sure that you're limiting the sun that gets into your eye. You know, the macula has some special pigment molecules, they're called carotenoids, and they naturally take away some of the light, the blue light actually, and it means that's one of the reasons that the focus at the macula is so clear. So there's all, you know, so the light that gets into your eyes is already being sort of dealt with a little bit by the eye itself, but sunglasses are, you know, are definitely the way to go, and have a chat with your eye care professional about what the best would be for you.
Just before we let you go, Justine, I wanted to ask you, you know, lots of us have cats as pets, and we know that there's a risk of getting, is it a parasite toxoplasmosis from the cat litter? What does that do to our eyes?
Yes, so that's one of my specialties, actually. Ah. So toxoplasmosis is an infection with this parasite toxoplasma, which you catch from cats, but actually you're more likely to catch a different way, and that's eating your meat undercooked. Oh. So the parasite is often found in red meat, and cooking your meat thoroughly, we say to 67 degrees internal temperature, kills the parasite, or freezing it kills the parasite. Now, if you do catch toxoplasma, we don't understand exactly why, but toxoplasma is more likely to hone in on the macular region, particularly when you contract it when you're very young. So that's another interesting fact, that if you get toxoplasmosis, you're more likely to have it in your macular region than other parts of your retina.
Can we tell if we've been exposed to it? Is there a test to know?
Yes, so it's really common. Up to a third of Australians carry the parasite. And you can have a blood test to show whether you've got it. We published some research last year where we showed that 1 in 150 Australians has a scar in their eye that is consistent with having having this parasite infection. It's a very common problem, not just in Australia, all around the world.
Well, at least we know what to do now. So we've got to stick to the Mediterranean diet, avoid smoking, make sure we wear a hat and sunglasses, lots of sleep, and of course, control our stress. Sounds like a good recipe
if
for health.
If possible, yes.
Fantastic, Justine.
That's right.
Great to chat with you. Thank you so much for chatting with us on Joy Drive.
Oh, that's a pleasure. Thank you for having me, Warren.
Thank you very much. Justine Smith, Professor of Eye and Vision Health at Flinders University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.